And of course, they never thought, this is the other part about this. They ran on this last year, 2016. Members of the Senate reelected, repeal Obamacare. Members of the House of Representatives reelected, repeal Obamacare. You know what else they never expected? Yeah, come closer. Here, Facebook Live people, come closer, I'll tell you. Here's what they never expected was going to happen. They thought they could say repeal Obamacare because they were going to be dealing with President Hillary. They never thought that Donald Trump would be elected president. They the shysters and the criminals in Congress never considered that Trump would be the president. Now, there were a few of them that campaigned with the president, Jeff Sessions among them, and they were the rare, rare exceptions. And even if they did, they still never thought that he was going to be elected president. There's like, what, 11 of us in the entire world, me included, that thought that Trump was going to be president. So they knew that they could go out there and they could promise another repeal of Obamacare. Hillary would be elected president. All would, everything would be right with the world. But now, when they actually have to put up, what are they doing? Well, as Senator Paul and Representative Meadows tell us today, they're not repealing, they're replacing. Here's the conclusion. Then we'll go to the telephones, 844-527-8723. Now, I just want you to consider, one more time. Consider those shysters, those little hooligans in the congressional GOP never thought that they would say the words President Donald Trump. They were assured by their leadership all the way up until the time that he was co-opted to become a Trumpista, Reince Priebus, that Trump could not be and would not be elected. Not a one of them, folks. Not a one of those clowns is a visionary. Not a one of those clowns is an actual conservative risk taker. Not a one of them ever thought this day would come when they'd actually have a chance to repeal the Affordable Care Act. Now, Dan, just as I've been telling you for 7 years now, they are as married to this entitlement as any member of the Democrat Party. There may be a few exceptions to this rule. I'm sure there are. Senator Rand Paul is one. Representative Meadows may be one. Representative Mosh and Thomas Massey, there may be some in the caucus that are true blue. They're rare, folks. They're rare. You don't get to grow Mordor and the Potomac River to a $4.5 trillion bonanza when you're in charge, and that's what the Republicans did, without having some love for some big government. Now, if you want to try and make a liar out of me, then go back and go look up Roy Blunt and Roy Blunt's proposal in 2009 for Obamacare Lite that had all of the rotten stuff in it that we've been discussing in the first hour. No constitutional authority for a pre-existing condition. How could there possibly be there? No possible constitutional authority to force me to buy something and to pay a penalty to a private entity? No way. And yet the conservatives want it.